But as Pooh reached for the beehive, the limb he was standing on cracked and broke. He fell from branch to branch, finally coming to rest in a bush at the bottom. Climbing to his feet, Pooh looked up once again and pondered how to get the honey.
Think, think, think.
Pooh thought of many things, but most of all, he thought of Christopher Robin. After a bit of searching, Pooh found his friend in another part of the forest, playing beneath a tree.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh. What are you looking for, Pooh Bear?
I just said to myself, coming along, thinking, and wondering if you had such a thing as a... such a thing, Christopher, as a balloon about you.
What do you want a balloon for?
Psst! Honey.
But you don't get honey with a balloon.
I do.
Christopher Robin handed him a balloon, and Pooh began to rise into the air.
I shall fly like a bee, up to the honey tree, see?
But just a minute. You can't fool the bees that way.
Pooh knew he was right, so he asked Christopher Robin to take him to a very muddy place near the honey tree. There he rolled around and around in the mud until he was black all over.
There. Now isn't this a clever disguise?
What are you supposed to be?
Well, I'm a little black rain cloud, of course. Now, would you aim me at the bees, please?
Pooh held tight to the balloon, and Christopher Robin launched him into the air. Pooh rose higher and higher toward the top of the honey tree.